Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Florida man, please save us. I can't.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida man.
Oh my gosh. So we have a running joke in our family. We hate the Island Boys. We hate them. Don't Google it. It's horrible. You'll never get it out of your head. Oh my gosh. It's the funniest, goofiest, most, it's, oh man. So they're from Coral Springs. They're a Florida-based sibling rap duo called Island Boys. And they recorded themselves singing, Island Boys, I'm a just Island Boy. And that they say the same thing over and over again. That's literally all they do. And somebody was like, I'm going to make money off of them for a hot second. Anyway, guess what, Kane? One of the Island Boys is now come full circle. I don't even understand this dude's name. Cody, I just call them both Island Boys. Cody Akred. I don't know. Dude, it's a phonetical spelling. That's all I'm going to tell you. He was arrested after he pushed his girlfriend into the pool during an argument. He has the worst face tats I have ever seen in my life. So he got arrested. He had an altercation with his girlfriend. He's 21 years old. His name is Frank Venegas. And he goes by Cody Yakred, phonetical spelling, right? That's like spelling A-Y-M-B-U-R, Amber. same difference. The girlfriend told police that he had slapped her and pushed her into a pool on May 6th during an argument at their Airbnb. And she said he was physically abusive in the past. I just can't believe that the guy has enough muscle strength to push a girl into the pool because I've seen him. You can literally floss with his arms. I mean, I'm like, you're 21? I mean, are you sure that you've gone through puberty? I don't even know. And the face tats are so bad. It's like Fisher Price, my first tattoo, right? Ugh. Anyway, so I laughed so hard over that one. Also, a Florida substitute teacher let a seventh grade hit her vape. She just wanted to fit in. Wait, who wanted to fit in? The student or the teacher? Apparently it was the teacher. Oh my gosh, what is wrong with society? Lake County substitute teacher got charged with child abuse. She was letting a student use her vape. 50-year-old Jennifer Hale. This is crazy. Police said a seventh grader reported hearing another student say he wanted a vape, and Hale allegedly said, I had one, and allowed the student to have a puff. Her response was, according to WESH via the police chief, was that, quote, she just wanted to fit in. I don't get it. What is there to fit in? You're there to teach a class, not fit in, end quote. So she's got a third degree felony against her now. She was released on a $1,000 bond, and she's no longer employed with the district. You're 50 years old. You got peer pressured by a elementary school kid? Oh my gosh, weakness. What? That's nuts. Man. All right. I have more. I have a lot more, but I'm afraid, like the guy who went on a rampage at a retail store, or the Florida man who was trying to steal another man's girlfriend and crash into the cops. Like, literally, apparently. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC weapons.com, and sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com.
Every single time in the history of our country where we've seen a product that is unsafe, whether it's baby cribs, whether it's cars, right. whether it's other kinds of consumer products. We take those products off the market. We should be doing the same thing with these weapons of war that
Shut
have
up.
No business being in the hands of civilians.
She's she turned into a robot. She is the human equivalent of a bad acid trip. I've never had acid, but I'm just assuming that's what it's like dealing with her, right? She's meth that's sentient. Welcome to the show. Back to it. Dana Lash. Mean as all get out today. Welcome and sit by me and let's hate everything together. So you can listen across the country. You can watch the simulcast of the radio show. And you can watch that YouTube, Facebook. You can also watch it on Channel 347, DirecTV, all kinds of good stuff. First off, what in the world? These are not weapons of war. I don't know how many times I got to say this. That was the outgoing disgraced mayor, Lori Lightfoot. What's yeah. Man, I'm minding my P's and Q's right now. Whatever those are. Big breath. She's saying it's an unsafe concern. Well, you're not supposed to pick your teeth with the barrel. I mean, how are you using it? Right?
It's defective.
Yeah. It's not a douche. It's not, you know, a toothpick. It's not. I said that. Go ahead and die. It's all right. We're all there. I mean, where do these people, this is what they're trying. It's an unsafe product. You know what else is unsafe? Bleach. That's like going out and drinking bleach. So shocked that I got poisoned almost to death and was in the hospital. You've got to take this product off the shelf. Don't drink it. It's like eating nails and then being shocked that you have to go to the hospital. I mean, somebody should really, you can't have these unsafe products on the shelf. So anybody can come up and eat these nails. Don't eat them. It's super simple.
For your safety.
Right? For your safety. Oh my gosh. It's like John C. Reilly. For your health. Just. No. I mean, there's all kinds of products like that, you know? I mean, a drill. You know? Like just a regular drill. I mean, you could really hurt somebody with that thing.
I mean,
yes, Kane.
You know how
go
this
ahead.
All started?
How did it start?
It's when we put like warning labels on toasters.
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
I think that gave them the idea they could pursue that route.
Yes. Yeah. It had the opposite effect. Now people just don't even care. We've coddled them to the point. As soon as they put hot coffee as words on the McDonald's cups, that's when we knew.
Well, that's because some broad sued.
Yeah, we're just catering to the stupid.
Yeah, they had some broad that sued because didn't she spill all her. I'm surprised. Sorry that we have lived as long as the human race. I'm really surprised. I mean, I'm going to use my hand lotion. She gets her coffee. In the car.
The damn lid.
It's hot coffee, you dumb woman. What did you think it was? That's what started all of this. I want a hot coffee and make sure you have the warning label that the product that I just ordered is in the cup. Hot coffee could scald your face off. I mean, at some point, the stupidity baton passes to you. It's not the person who created the product. But that's what Lori Lightfoot is arguing here. You know, we got to take this product off the market. Why? Because some criminals go out there. Hey, guess what? Guess who's still going to get guns? Those same people. That's why they're called criminals. That's why they're called that, Lori. Golly. Yeah, but they have laws, you know? I mean, the laws say the criminals aren't supposed to do it. I don't know about you, but I find it super effective when I'm about to get robbed, when I tell the robber, you do not have my consent. This is a no-robbing zone. Then they're like, okay. They walk away. Happens all the time.
Just,
yeah. I mean, this is science, right? So, oh, man, I can't with these people. I cannot with these people.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the Oklahoma governor, Kevin Stitt, has defended his decision to close the state's PBS station, OETA, over indoctrination and over-sexualization of kids, including reading the kids a book about drag queen hips. Why? Why is like, hey, I want to talk to your kids about how people do it. Why is that the hill that the left wants to die on? I don't get it. He also criticized the NewsHour feature as well. So that means the network is going to cease operations this year unless the legislature overrides it. You know what? That's taxpayer dollars. If the person who represents taxpayers wants to, and taxpayers are supportive of this, which I think they are, then what do they get to say? This isn't their money. Like, nobody has a right to, you know, we have a right to put out public programming. Well, you know, not if you're doing this stuff. I mean, if the voters speak about it, you know. Also, this is from Politico. A disaster the size of multiple Katrinas is building off of Washington coast. The Coast Guard's the first line of defense against a massive tsunami. People are wondering if it'll be an early victim. This is kind of a crazy thing. It's the north shore of Washington's Olympic Peninsula. They said that they've been dealing with all, you know, different types of rescues. It gets into the rescues that they get into, but also all of the little seismic actions, etc. They are talking about tsunamis, the worry of a tsunami. That I didn't even think about that area. I just, you know, you whenever you think of tsunami, you more or less think of like southern regions, honestly, I think. Also, public service loan forgiveness, 610,000 public sector workers got student loan forgiveness. Biden loosened the rules. So over half a million what they called loan debt relief. Everybody else got to pay off their student loans. And they're all government workers, public sector workers. They said that another 6,000 borrowers are going to see their program, they're going to see their loans shifted over to everybody else soon as well. I'm not going to use magical words like discharged or things like that. They give the impression that the debt just, you know, dissipates into the ether. We're not doing that. This is actual money that everybody's going to be involved in paying. It's ridiculous. And it's still happening. They're trying to in run around all of the court decisions and everything else. And the FDA says people can eat gene-edited pigs, which also sounds like a metal band name. Up next, the AG of Missouri, Andrew Bailey. Stick with us. And then we also have anthropology. A lot of people are like, I don't like anthropology. Anthropology is like one of those stores that you go in and you look at stuff, but you don't ever buy anything unless you want to look like your grandma's couch. Can we just pause for a second and ask what in the ever-loving HE double hockey sticks is going on with women's fashion right now? There's one thing to do Little House on the Prairie. That's different from Little Goth on the Prairie, which is a definite style, and I endorse that latter one. But why does everybody have to? Everything looks like 80s Laura Ashley. Have you noticed this? What is happening? 80s Laura Ashley. I can't. I have very weird preferences in terms of clothing and that. I wear black every day because it's easy, and I cannot stand to sit here. I don't want to sit here and pick out clothes, and I want clothes out. I just want to put something on and do my work. I'm very Steve Jobs about it. If I could wear just like the same thing, but not like John Fetterman every day, I would. So the other day, I was at an event, and I saw a woman who was like in her mid-50s. She's a pretty woman. But it was like a baby doll dress, and it went to her knee. So it wasn't like it was super short or anything, but it was just, it looked like a dress that a toddler would wear. You know what I mean? The floral print, like soft pink with like some orange and some green in there, like floral print. And it had like the poofy. And I'm just looking at this, like, why are you dressed like a toddler at an Easter party? I've noticed this, like, this has nothing to do with politics. It's just me hating on it for a second. I don't know what that is. It's not a, I don't know what that is. I don't get it. I hate that 80s Laura Ashley take. And I only know what that is because a friend of my mom's had that everywhere, all up through the 90s. That friend also, their mom, when the sister moved out and went to college, they turned her room into the storage for her porcelain dolls. And they had them all up everywhere. And that was the demon room that we called it. It was a terrifying room. We didn't go in there because there were a million eyes from porcelain. It was a weird house. I don't know. Long story short, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway, that's what Anthropology sells. They sell that kind of stuff. So Anthropology put this thing. They're joining all these other brands. They had this video of a dude who is wearing wedge ankle boots. And then he puts a dress on and he's in heels. And he's like kicking in heels and dancing around and doing all this other stuff. And I don't get it. Like how I just don't, nobody wants an upskirt shot for a dude. I'm going to add that as well. And if you're wearing a dress, I don't want to see your bulge. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that. Kane, did you see the video?
No.
You're like, no, I didn't. I don't think it went well for them because they got a lot of... They disabled the comments on the dude that they had modeling the dress. They disabled the comments. So here's my question. Why didn't they just have a chick make the video? Why didn't they just have a woman in a dress? Why did they have to have a dude in a dress with on their Instagram page? Why did they have to do that? Why couldn't they just have a chick in the dress showing it off on their Instagram page? I don't understand that. It's misogynistic. Yeah, it would get more attention. If you had like a dancer or a woman who could dance in the dress instead of a dude, like if you're a woman and you're looking at this stuff, first off, women are not shaped like the dude. Women don't have to worry about bulges there anyway. They don't have to worry about that. They want to see how it would look on them. They don't want to see some dude in a dress. It's anthropology for crying out loud. Make your overpriced soaps and your knickknacks that no one actually, I think, ever buys and just sits in your store forever. Just make your weird crap and just let people look at your store and quit trying to get involved in the politics of everything. I don't know why these predominantly female patronized companies, everybody from, you know, the tampon companies, why they are getting involved in the absolute misogyny of woman face. Why they are enabling the cruel, abusive misogyny of woman face. That's what this is. I am not interested in seeing a man show his ass in a dress on Anthropologie's Instagram page. Nor are you. It's like if you're all looking for dudes close, Kane, you want to see, well, you guys are different. But you know what I mean? Like you want to see also how that applies to you. Why are these companies all doing this? Like what? Were they, oh, we also want to tank our sales. Yeah, here, hold my Bud Light. Yeah, they disabled the comments on it. The video's still up there. And by the way, that dress didn't even fit him. Mm-mm. It didn't even fit him. Didn't even fit him. So, because after Anthropologie shut down the comments on that post, everybody, all these women started going to all their other posts and commenting on it. So they had to start shutting down their comments, like right and left. They deserve it. They deserve that. I'm so done with this stuff. I am so done with it. It's like, you know, when you see people, like in our town, we had a Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret is where you want to go to find made in China mass-produced panties and, you know, bras that are so padded they're not made for women that, you know, that don't need the padding. And they had people who were struggling with serious morbid obesity in the lingerie, in the shop windows. You remember that whole thing? I don't stop doing this. I don't understand what the whole, just sell your stuff. You had no problems with it before then. Now, a lot of people thought, you know, Victoria's Secrets and that was like over-sexualized, and that's fine, but you don't push back on it by putting heavy chicks like that to the point where it's actually a health comorbidity for them and use them as advertising. Like that doesn't make sense either. I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me at all whatsoever. I find it frustrating. I'm glad that there are people on the right that are pushing back against a lot of the culture stuff and that they understand the importance of pushing back on this. I think some of them get them wrong. Like I had a couple of friends, a friend of mine who was going off like on hockey and was saying that, oh, well, men shouldn't be on any kind of skates at all whatsoever. It's not manly. And I'm like, dude, what a way to show, to like advertise that you're a pansy by acting like you don't know what hockey is. Have you seen hockey? I mean, that's like one of the most brutal sports out there. Guys shouldn't be on skates, said a dude who's never watched hockey ever. Stop. Some people on our side, they really try, but they're so totally tone deaf. Or constantly slamming video gaming or anime, both of which I like. There's nothing wrong with either of them. In fact, anime, has great concepts. Kane was just telling me about one series that I think he's desperately trying to get me to watch, and it has the longest name ever. He's like, a new episode of the series that you don't watch dropped. But we like it because it's not woke. You can't watch hardly anything today and it's woke, or it's something is so over. I'm sorry, but I don't care if you're an Alphabet person. That's great. Alphabet people have their own network. I don't care what somebody does in their private life, but I think it's overrepresented in a lot of programming in film and television. You'll be watching a series and then it's almost like it's not even done thoughtfully or with any kind of consideration. It's just, by the way, we check the boxes. Here are the two gay characters. Here's something that has nothing to do with the overall arching plot, but we got to check this box.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.